T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. He trains right down here in South Florida, and you guys can watch him on pay-per-view coming up on June 26th. He is on a Monster Showtime card. He's taking on Jason Rosario. It's Erickson the Hammer Lubin. Thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, bro.
How are Jack and Sledge doing? How are the hands feeling going into this one?
They ready, man. They ready. They can't wait.
I'm sure they can, man. You've been rolling, man. You got yourself a nice win streak rolling as you're working your way back to another title shot. Just this is a big time matchup, though. Like, you guys are in a title eliminator. How much do you love the stakes of this one? This has to feel great that you feel like, you know, back to the doorstep and getting back to where you want to be.
I love it, man. You know, it feels like any other fight to me, kind of, you know, because like every fight is important, you know. My last fight with Tyrell Gachet, I felt, you know, that was a very important fight. The fight before that with Nathaniel Gallimore, all these fights were important to me because, you know, I'm still coming back from the loss. Well, I've came back from the loss. I'm on a 5-win streak right now, but I feel like just every fight's important. So, you know, Jason Rosario, he's a former world champion, and this right here is gonna put something on my legacy. It's just gonna put something out. Another former world champion. It's all going to be part of my legacy. So I'm excited for it. It's on pay-per-view. I've never been on pay-per-view yet, but I'm ready to shine. I'm ready to go out there and just, you know, show the world that I'm the best at 154 pounds.
How has this whole journey been back for you, Erickson? Because you took such a swing at 21 years old. I don't think really you see many guys at that age, be it the, you know, at the stage that you took that swing at, and you felt like, you know, you've been, you know, in this journey back to where you want to be, but you're only 25 years old, man. So like, there's so much career that's left. So are you happy that the journey's been what it's been as far as like the way it's gone? Because you still have, like, obviously at 25 you have so much career left, and you've already kind of taken that big knock down at a way to build yourself back up.
Yeah, you know, that's what champions do, man. Champions, they come back from adversity. And, you know, being so young, I just, you know, I was just destined to be great. I was just going for greatness early. You know, I had a little hiccup along the road, but, you know, it's just, you know, when you take a loss, it really like helps you define who you are as a person. And, you know, I figured that out, and I just, you know, I'm here to stay. I'm here to go ahead and become champion and not look back.
Since you've gone down here to South Florida, you know, training in Delray with Kevin Cunningham, like, what's that partnership been like with him? When you guys linked up and started training together, what have you felt yourself improve upon?
I improved on everything. You know, he showed me what a true southpaw should really fight like, and I feel like I took every advice. Like, I've sunk in so much since I've been with him. And, you know, we've been great. You know, we're on a 5-fight win streak right now, and we're not looking back, man. We're not taking no easy fights either. Like, ever since I've been with Kevin, every fight's been, like, you know, very important. I take every fight very serious, and I think every fight's important, but we took fights that, you know, a lot of these guys wouldn't even take, you know. We've asked for the big names. We've asked for all these guys, and they didn't want to take the fights. We've asked for all these guys. I ain't even got a name drop, but we've asked for everybody. So I'm just happy, you know, we got a former world champion in Jason Rosario, and we're going to go out there and just perform and show what we do best.
What do you think that's about you, man? Because you've obviously never been a guy who's been risk avert in your career. Like, why do you like taking things head on, and you don't like doing the setup path that a lot of guys do? You know, like, it is a part of boxing, and you're not like that. You're kind of the antithesis. I know that word, the opposite of that. You know, you go that route. One day I'll get it. A professional broadcaster, allegedly. No, but like, you go the opposite route, man. Like, that's not something you see all the time in boxing, especially with somebody your age, like a guy who always wants to kind of take it head on. Like, what do you think is about you, either the way you developed or just your mindset? Why do you go that route the hard way?
I just feel like it's because I'm so competitive. I'm very competitive. And, you know, by the time I look back, I'm going to be able to say I beat everybody in the division. I beat, you know, all the top guys in my division. That's what I want. I want to be able to, like, clean out the whole division. You know, by the time I have all the titles, like, I beat this person, I beat this person, I beat this person. And they all the top guys. That's what I want. I'm just a competitive man.
This fight with Rizar, like you said, he's a former champion. Do you go into this, like, are you looking at his most recent fight? Do you look at what the best version of him is? How do you get right for this one, like, as far as preparation is concerned?
I look at the best version of Rosario, and I that's what I want. I want the best version of Rosario. I'm not looking at him and his losses. You know, I took a peek at videos, but I'm expecting the best Rosario to come out here June 26th. And we're going to get the fans what they want.
It's a monster card too, with the championship with Gervonta Davis and Mario Barrios. Speaking with him, he's excited to be in front of a packed house. Are you excited about that? The idea of being in an environment like that?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. We got fans back in the building. It's going to be special. It's a big night. It's a real big night, and I'm going to take advantage of it.
It's got to be a wild thing too, man. Like, have you been to, because we've been down here in South Florida, you know, we've been open a lot more. Have you gotten into take any of the fight atmospheres? We've had a lot of stuff down here, like Canelo, Floyd Mayweather, been a lot of fights that have come down here. You know, down here we're a lot more open than other places in the country. So has that gotten you amped up at all? Be like, man, I can't wait till I get to be in front of a stage like that.
Yeah. I went to the Mayweather fight. I went to the Mayweather Logan Paul fight. It just gave me that vibe, you know, just having that fight-like vibe. And I was just, I'm ready to fight, man. I've been ready to fight since weeks ago.
I see at your gym, I've seen you take photos on Instagram with Kamaru Usman, the UFC champion. Do you connect with him at all? I'm like, I know it's a different sport and a crossover, but like, do you ever get any tips or advice from a guy who's been to the top and has had a lot of success, even if it's in another combat sport?
Gym. I talk to him sometimes in the gym, not too much, but you know, when we in the gym, we just working. And he actually wanted to do some sparring with me, but we never really got it because, you know, I got sparring partners and stuff like that. But maybe after the fight, we'll do something.
That's well, that's the thing, man. Everybody wants to be in boxing now, right? Like, that seems to be the new thing. Everybody thinks they want to go in there and go. Like, what is it, Erickson? Could you give us an idea of, like, what is something that the people watching it and seeing, like, people who want to get into boxing, what don't they know, man? Like, what is the thing that they don't realize how special you guys are at, the guys who are in the gym crafting it every day, that you're just truly great at, and they think that, you know, maybe they miss it on TV or they don't notice it?
Well, when they get hit, they gonna see that, you know, it's no joke. You don't play with boxing. And then if you could take it from there, then, you know, then it comes to skills and everything else. And learning the technique and all that.
Do you have anything a special plan as far as, like, the special kind of punches? I always love watching, you know, your flair, your dramatic when you're in there. I never know what I'm going to see from you. Maybe you throw a split in the midst of a combination. Who knows? Like, do you plan on throwing anything sensational like that in this fight?
That just comes out of nowhere, man. That's just like when I'm in my mojo and my groove, it just comes out of nowhere. You might see it on June 26th.
Are you happy, Erickson, that this has an opportunity to end up with you taking on Jermell again? Like, are you happy that this has a chance that the road can bring you back to a rematch and you can avenge that? Because sometimes guys never get a chance to avenge a loss like that.
Right. Yeah. I'm stoked, man. Right now my eyes on and my mind is on Jason Rosario. But, you know, first we're gonna take care of business with him, and then after that, you know, hopefully Jermell gets his job done against Brian Castaño, and we can make it happen again. I feel like that's the biggest fight to make at 154 pounds, me and Jermell. There's no me.
I completely agree, man. Like that one would obviously be would that be absolutely huge, and would I think be a monster for you, because I know you probably think of yourself as just a completely mature, different fighter from this point. Like that's got to be night and day what you were at 21 years old to what you are now, because you know, most guys don't get a fight like that stage. They get it at 25, maybe not even 25, and you're getting a chance to go back and do it again. That's got to be you know, something that you've been thinking about in a lot of ways with your prep, because it's been a huge journey for you to get back here.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. And, you know, I'm ready to take full advantage of every fight that comes my way. I take every fight serious. I take all these guys serious. And like I said, I want to be able to just say I beat all these top guys. And then by the time I get back to that title, it'd be, you know, it'd be earned, not given.
Well, man, you're a really, really fun watch. And I know on June 26th, it's a stack card. I know your trainer says he thinks it's going to be fight of the night between you and Rosario. That night you guys are going to steal the show, which is saying something on a monster one on Showtime Boxing like this one. So everybody go out there, buy that pay-per-view on June 26th. Check out our guy, Erickson Lubin, who's training right down here in South Florida. Support your own down here. You do good work, man. It's been fun watching your journey, and I'm looking forward to watching you on the 26th.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Take care, Erickson. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.